Greetings, aliens. It is me, your one and only host, Ms. Ella Sanchez of the Nadie Preguntó podcast, because truly nobody asked for this podcast whatsoever, but I'm having a blast and I hope you are too. Wow, friends. I'm not going to lie. I actually almost forgot I had to record something this week. I'm not going to lie to you. It has not been a good week. We're going to get into that, though. I definitely want to make this short and sweet, and just also the episode in general. I don't really have a lot to say because I just wasn't feeling it this week. But like I said, I'm going to get into it in a minute. But so, for those who are new, hi, welcome. I promise that I've had better episodes and better eras than this. My first 2-3 seasons are great. I feel like those are stellar, I would say. Chef's kiss, I would even add. Impeccable, amazing, show-stopping. I'm feeling like I'm really failing in this, but we'll get into that for sure. But anyways, if you're new, I promise I've had better days and good day on my mind. I wish I could relate. But nonetheless, if you're new, I promise it will get better. Wish I could follow my own advice, though. But anyways, Anyways, you are bound to find something you like, and I know that you're lying if you say you don't. But nonetheless, if you're returning, hi babe. I don't know why you're still here, if I'm being honest. I don't know. I don't know. It really beats me. I don't know. But nonetheless, you're here, so thanks. But let's just fast forward, you guys. Like, I don't really have a lot to say in the intro except just a mini disclaimer. Nothing to do with the episode in general, just like the topic of it, but I do mean like audio-wise. So unfortunately, there's a lot of wind today. Like, I'm talking like 19 miles per hour type of wind. Hurricane type beat, but like, she's not her. I don't live in Florida anymore. So just, she wanna be her so bad. Like, she wants to be like a borderline category one, but she's not, and she never will be. So, but yeah, the winds are winding today. Really loud, and I do have like the windows closed in this room I'm in, but it's just like my windows and my house is quite thin, so especially the walls and all that. So if you hear any like whoosh, whoosh, in the background, that's the wind, not me. But yeah, that's all I have to say. That's the only preface for this episode. But anyways, we're gonna get into it. I hope you enjoy. I will see you on the other side. And we're back, my fellow aliens. Hi, you know, just girly things. Wow. I don't know what else to say, really. I don't, but this episode is going to be really short. I don't really know how short, but I will say I don't really have a lot to say this week, which is shocking for a Gemini. Very shocking. You guys know that a bitch never shuts up, and it's shocking that a Gemini was too stunned to speak. And by too stunned, I mean genuinely just not in the mood. So, wow. Yeah, the wind is winding today. But anyways, I don't have a lot of notes for today's episode. I think I have like maybe like 4 bullet points in total. But my inspo for this week, it has not been a good week mentally. Very, very down on myself, very unaccomplished. And I'm not proud of myself for that, you know, and I feel like I don't really have terrible weeks. I've usually had like very few terrible days, but I feel like when it's an accumulation of one thing, everything else snowballs after. And that was definitely my week this week for sure. Yeah, this job market is not helping at all either. So there is also that. And I just feel as if I'm not worthy of anything right now, truly. Like, I think that's like the big theme for today, that I'm not worthy of a lot of things, even though I might be. You know, I'm not even going to sit here and say that I am. But I'm trying to see that. You know, it's really hard to see like the positives when like life is just beating your ass. And I just feel myself falling into like a minor slump, and I've never had that before. I'm totally lying right now. I genuinely just remembered right now, but, I've never had like a bad week, like the way I have recently. And for me to go through that again after a couple years of not having that, or a couple months, was very foreign. I want to say it was very foreign to me. It wasn't something that I know I get used to. I feel like my weeks are pretty okay in the sense that I just am distracted from the things that I have to deal with, and I don't really want to unpack them. And also, I can't find a fucking therapist, so there's also that. If you want to learn more, you can listen to my therapy inclusivity episode, because that's also a big reason why. And yeah, I haven't been able to find a good therapist, and it sucks, and I'm not paying out of fucking pocket, so there is also that, which is also very standard. I feel like a lot of people are like, okay, well, I'm not going to pay out of pocket, and I'm like, fair, I'm not going to do that. Not a case, not a chance. And so normally I would talk to this with like a therapist. Obviously, I feel like that's like the standard way to cope with one's feelings and emotions and stuff, but I don't have one at the moment. And it bothers me. It bothers me. It's alarming, it's annoying, and it's just a chore that doesn't even feel like it ever ends. It's like when you clean a house all the time and then it just gets dirty every single week. Doesn't even matter because it's just like, it's just inevitable. That's how it feels. That's how I can describe it. So those are my two inspos for the week. Not a great week mentally, and just feeling myself fall into a slump. And by slump, I mean, I think that slump feels different for a lot of us. I feel like falling into a slump looks so different for every individual. Like maybe your version of falling into a slump is not answering emails. And another person's slump could be not even getting out of bed, not even taking a shower. Nothing. And they're both all on a spectrum, of course, and it really is a whole spectrum as to how we cope with the problems that we have, depending on what problems and what types of problems we have. And it's just a spectrum. I feel like there's no right, wrong, set in stone type of issue when it comes to when we fall into slumps. It may look for different people. It may look completely different than yours compared to someone else's, you know? And that's how I've been feeling. And my version of a slump is, how I see it for me, is not wanting to be close to my family. I feel like I would rather, like, you know, alejarme de ellos, you know? I feel like I don't want to have them see me that way. Even if it's like with good intentions, they want to help, and I'm not looking for help. I'm looking just to solely feel this and cry about it, then leave it alone. I'm not the type that wants solutions. I absolutely loathe when someone's like, well, you can do this and that. I'm like, no. That's like the last thing I want to hear. The last thing I want to hear when I'm borderline about to start dying of how much pain I'm in, and like emotional pain and stress. And you come at me with, so what you can do though is like, here's a solution. What you can do is you can go on this like website or whatever. And I'm like, no, no, no. Like the last thing on my mind when I'm like really just losing my mind is looking at my phone with like foggy, teary eyes, looking for solutions. That's really the last thing on my mind. That's like something I would never in a million years want to do. And so, unless it's online shopping, then maybe, considering it, you know? But other than that, no. And falling into a slump for me is still going about my day, just still going forward with it, like same old, just like, the difference would be is that I'm not as talkative, I'm not as, you know, upbeat, I'm not really just like down, or I just snap at people, especially if I'm at like work, bro. Work this week was not it, honestly, and I almost snapped, really, so there's that, and it's just so, something about wanting to snap at a customer really gets me going. It just, maybe one day I will, maybe one day, not gonna lie, who knows, uno nunca sabe, truly, these bitches be pushing buttons in this retail life, okay? And if you want to push my buttons, I believe you, I will come back so hard, you won't even see it coming. So, there's always that. But, work was not lit. It was terrible. Yeah, like, that's all I can really say. Like, it wasn't, like, there was nothing, like, great about this week, if I'm being honest. As I maybe, like, today, since I am feeling a little bit better, finding an outlet is always important. I feel like we all have our different outlets to, you know, cope with life, because life is not fun, life is not easy, and I don't know why people say life is short. It really isn't. Life is quite long. Like, if you truly are just like a specific individual, like you just go about your day living life, life is quite long and I don't know what to do in that time. And I feel like either I have no time or I have too much time. There's never an in between. And so time management is also really hard, but I feel as if my version of a slump is just doing the same things as I always do, just more focused on being alone, being left alone, especially. I want to be left alone. Oh my God, I do not want anyone to speak to me. Not even like a soul, not a cricket even. Like, do not fucking talk to me during that time. Because if you talk to me, I'm gonna like want to murder you. Like, I really will. Like, for legal reasons, I'm kidding. But like, I'm like annoyed. Like, it's annoying. Like, do not talk to me when I'm like borderline about to like have the worst day of my life, or I already have, and it's just like not it. The last thing I want to do is have a conversation with anyone, let alone if it's something like frivolous. It's like, oh, like, what did you do today? Like, no, I don't want to talk about that. No, leave me alone. And so that's my version of a slump. I feel like that's like just still doing the same things I usually do. Just don't fucking speak to me. Like, I will go crazy and I will go off. Like, I'll be like, oh my fucking God, you can't even leave me alone, blah, 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 like that kind of thing. So there is that. I feel like keeping myself busy is also one thing, or just ignoring it. I know that's like the healthiest thing to cope with. But I feel like there's a lot of things that people and therapists say that isn't healthy for us, yet we do them, and it actually ends up being a little bit better than the actual solution they want us to have. Look, I'm not saying that you need to hold in all your emotions. That's not what I'm trying to say here. But when you do let them out, I want to let them out and then be done with it. Like, I don't want to mellow on it. I don't want to, you know, simmer on it. I don't want to do that. There are people that go through that and they just think about it all day. I'm like, no, I don't fucking have that kind of time. I'm sorry, I don't. I have a life to build for myself, and I'm very stressed about having to do that, and I don't want to do that, but I have to at fucking some point. For my stupid little mental health, I have to fucking do it. And so, like, the last thing I want to be thinking about is the most frivolous of shit. Like, really, I don't care about college right now. That's like, I'm not, when I tell you guys, I have done every assignment for my entire 20 plus years of being an academic, having an academic career. Not once have I ever missed an assignment in those 20 years. And as of this semester, I purposely did not turn something in because I just didn't want to fucking do it. Because I looked at the assignment, I was like, be fucking for real. And I was like, no, no. And I'm going to miss two big, big chunks of my grade. And you know what? If I end up with a C, so be it. I've gotten 4.0s before. Nothing special. Doesn't really make me feel alive or anything. It just makes me feel like, okay, cool. On to the next semester. Like, that's just me personally. I know a lot of y'all are college stands, so couldn't be me, but I'm just good at it. So there's also that. And that is a flex, by the way. But not my point for today. My point for today are the lessons that have been learned this week. And I know that this might, like, this isn't like advice or anything. This is not something that you should try unless you actually want to. Like, I'm not here to give you guys advice. Like, this is truly just my emotions, how I cope, and us as people listening together. I just find that it's like good to bond with people that not only understand what it means to be in a slump, but also understand, like, and respect the mental health and the mental emotions that you go through, even if they're not pretty. Like, mental health healing is not pretty. It's not supposed to be like an aesthetic. None of it's supposed to be pretty, and there will be some moments where it is, of course, but not always. And so for me right now, the first thing on my list is I personally have learned that I do not like to let myself fully fall, even if I feel like I need to. And I know that isn't healthy. And what I mean by that is, like, fully fall into a full rut and a full slump. I don't like to allow myself to get to that point, and I have been at that point. Like, this week I really was like, what if I just, like, cut my hair off, diet, just become my parents? Like, it really got to that point. It really got low, and I was like, no, because I know that that would be very unhappy for me, and I'm already pretty unhappy right now. I don't want to have it escalate only negatively and only go one direction and have it escalate just horribly, even worse than right now. Because it, when you say things can't get worse, oh, believe me, it does. It can, if you actually welcome that into your life, because it can. Don't underestimate the universe, bro. When you say how much worse can it get? Oh, it amps it up 110%. So don't be asking yourself that to yourself, accidentally manifesting that for yourself. Don't fucking do it. You will get the worst end of the stick, believe me. You're like, oh my God, can my day get any worse? Actually, yes, it can. It really can. And believe me, the universe will pick up the buttons that you hate the most. Believe me, the universe did a number on me this week. Ooh. Mm-hmm. She picked at all the buttons on me. And yeah, it sucks. But I personally don't like to let myself get to that point. Fully fall into a slump, and by fully falling into a slump, like not working out, not really trying. And this week I was busy with the internship that I have and looking for other jobs and reaching out to other places and going to work and like working out. Like that is something I have to do. Like working out for me is a non-negotiable. I don't like to bother other people when they have their own, like it's like my alone time. It's just something I know I have to do. Even if I don't want to, even if I just don't want to do it, because I, surprisingly enough, I am someone that works out all the time, and believe it or not, shockingly, I also don't like to do it all the time. It does take up a lot of your day, especially if you are a dancer like me. It takes up a lot of your day. And for most dancers professionally, that's their entire lives. Like that's all they do. And that's not a bad thing. But it is time consuming and it is tiresome. And eventually at some point, like yate harta, you know, like you're tired, like you are like questioning if it's even good for you, you know, because I've been there. Ooh, been there, of course. But I don't like to personally let myself fall that deeply. Truly, I've never let myself fully fall that deeply. And the topic of showing up for yourself is exactly what we're talking about here. Showing up for yourself is probably the bravest thing one can do. And I hate the word brave. It's like, oh my God, you're so brave. Like, no. I don't mean it in that connotation. I mean, like, I genuinely mean like a strength type of way. Like emotional strength and emotional maturity, I want to add as well. I feel like even when you, because today actually, Saturday, since I'm recording this on Saturday. I did not want to work out today. And I usually go to a studio on Saturday mornings. But my teacher told us, like, last week that he was not going to be here. Oh, my God, guys. I don't know why I'm yawning. It's not even nighttime yet. Wow, that was really weird. I don't know where that came from. But anyways, my teacher, he told us last week, a week from today, that he was not going to be teaching today's class. So I was like, then why would I go all the way there? And I also don't mind our substitutes, but I saw who was subbing for today's class and I was like, oh girl, you are not my kind of girl. We're not going. And I'm so used to on Saturdays to just get ready, go to the studio, put in the work, be happy, really uplift my mood and get out the house. And I couldn't today, which was also really dawning on me. It was really, really hard. And I woke up the usual time I do when I had to go to the studio and get ready and stuff like that. But then I realized I didn't have to do that. And I felt like, should I just take a break today? And then I realized that I know how I would feel if I did take a break. And a break that I wanted to, not a break I felt like I needed to take kind of thing. And I ended up just working out at like almost 9 a.m., which is not like me. I usually am done by working out by like 9 a.m., if not way earlier than that. So I was also not proud of that, but also, did I finish? Yes, sir, I did. Yes, I did. And that, my friend, is what you define as showing up for yourself. Because I have been feeling down lately, and when I usually feel really down, like I'm talking like shattered in my heart, really sad, like really bummed out to the point where like I feel like I'm not even worthy of like the most simplest of daily tasks, like fucking making breakfast kind of deal. Or asking for help, especially. I feel like that's a big one. I don't like to ask for help. I'm not a person that does that. I also feel like that's kind of best that way. I don't like to rely on other people's schedules. I don't like to rely on other people's agendas. I don't like to rely on other people's solutions when I can just easily do that all on my own. And yeah, like this week I wasn't really looking to lean on someone for help. I was really just looking out for someone that I know will just listen. Doesn't have to say anything, doesn't really have to give me advice or like solutions, I mean. And like that's kind of all I was looking for, but at the same time I was like, I don't really want to bother people either, because I don't want to be the negative Nancy that's like bringing the whole mood down while everyone's trying to enjoy their weekends after a hard week and I'm over here, you know, wallowing away. That's not who I am. That's not something I like to do. That's just me. But we're all different, of course. I feel like a lot of people prefer to talk it out, and I don't know why I just yawned again. I really don't. But anyways, I don't know what's in the sky right now, but apparently melatonin. But nonetheless, my friends, I personally don't like to let myself fall into a slump that badly. I feel like a minor bump in the road or a couple bumps along the way in a week and or in a day, I feel like those are fine, because I need to find a way to stand up for myself and stand back up on my own, not rely on other people to get me there as well. I feel like that's a big lesson I've learned, very major one this week, that I need to be okay and I need to learn how to be okay, which I'm quite good at the moment, to be okay when I'm, you know, feeling down on myself on my own without relying on another human being or another individual to help me feel better, because that's really unhealthy. I feel like that's not a healthy like coping mechanism. I feel like that's very reliant on someone, even if they don't know it. And I feel like that's too much pressure on a human being. Even if, like I said, even if they don't know that they're like the comfort person that you rely on, it's a lot to think about. Like, how would you feel if someone like only relied on you when they're feeling down? And then one day you're really not able to fully be there to your full capacity. Like, you have work, you have obligations, you have school, whatever, or all of the above, you know? And you want to be there, but you can't be. And then the person in question that's feeling down and relies on you to be like their happy, you know, part, can't be. They're busy. And that's fair. You know, we all have obligations. We have a life to live, of course. But we can't always be dropping everything once we're needed, even if we can't even help ourselves in that moment yet, you know? We have lives, we have, you know, duties to do, we have shit to do. Like, it's not something I can drop my entire life for and be there for someone like that. And I wouldn't expect them to do that for me either, you know? It's nice to know that I have the friends that I do in order to know that in the back of my mind and be like, okay, if I ever get to that point where I need to talk to someone, I got it. I do have that, and I'm very grateful. But at the same time, I prefer to be kind of MIA. I prefer to do my shit in silence. I prefer to, you know, tell no one, essentially. Not even my parents. Not even my family. Not even my sister. None of that. I don't tell anyone. I prefer to truly leave things on my own, because that is how I operate and how I cope. And I know that may sound completely insane. And I know when I tell therapists how this feels, I'm like, I know that you're probably thinking that's like unhealthy to be overly independent like that. But call me unhealthy then. To be overly independent, I don't know if that could ever be unhealthy. Because I still have friends. I still have people I welcome into lives of mine. I'm not good at it, but I will welcome it. And I'm aware that it doesn't sound very healthy. I'm aware that it doesn't. But at the same time, it's just how I operate. I'll have friends of mine that I love very much and care so much for, and I will be there for them to the best of my capability. But they don't have to do that for me, because all I need right now is just to be there for myself and rely on myself. Because in the end of the day, you guys, I want you all to know and really remember, because everyone says, oh, at the end of the day, you have yourself. And that's like the longest commitment and relationship you'll ever have. And you need to start enjoying it and learning how to be okay with that. Like, I know a lot of you bitches are terrified of that, to not rely on someone in any capacity, like emotionally speaking, especially. And I don't think I could ever do it. I don't ever want to rely on someone to make me feel better. And I, like, my major theme this week and my major lesson this week is I need to be okay with being in a bad week or a bad slump or having a bad day and not rely on someone else to help me feel better, to be there for me. Because at the end of the day, I'm pretty much set in my mind that I'm like set for life in the sense that I will always be the longest relationship I have. But also that I'm so used to doing everything on my own that when someone does help me, it's very weird. It's very foreign. It's something I also almost like despise in a way, like in a weird way. Like, oh, how dare you be helpful? Like, it's very weird to think about. But showing up for yourself looks very different compared to everyone else. Showing up for myself today was not easy, but I did it. And ever since one of my dance teachers, she was like, girl, you always say you don't want to be here. Well, I never actually said that. I never actually complained about being there. I was happy to be there. But she was like, well, when someone says, I don't want to do this today, and then they do it, how much better does it feel to know that you did it? Exactly. It's true. That's how I feel about dance. Some days I'm like, yeah, I should probably give this shit up. I'm not good. I'm pretty bad. I'm like pretty mid, if I'm being honest. Like, there are so many other beautiful dancers out there that deserve more than I do. And there are so many potential dancers in the world that haven't even been trained, and I have, and I don't feel worthy of that. I feel like we could just switch. And at the same time, I also know that it's something that I will never be able to live without. And showing up for myself in the dance aspect has really been able to show me how to show up for everything else. I don't want to show up to work, fucking too bad. I have to. I have shit to do, and I know my coworkers unfortunately lean on me, because if one person's out, the whole fucking thing collapses. It's so annoying. But it's just the way it's set up. So if I'm out, someone else has to work longer. If someone else leaves, someone else has to work longer. If someone leaves or they're unable to make it in, boom, they have to find a replacement. ASAP, last minute. Sometimes showing up is really the only answer you have. Sometimes that the only solution you do have is showing up for yourself and being like, well, I'm going to do my fucking best and try. And that's all really it takes. That's all it is. Showing up for yourself is essentially trying your hardest and accepting as you are in that moment. Waking up. Realizing where you are. Checking in with yourself. What do you need in that moment? What do you need right now? What do you need tomorrow? What do you need in 10 years from now? You know? And it just, I know that may sound unhealthy for a lot of therapists out there, but it's how I personally operate. Am I saying you have to do it? No, you don't have to. But that's just who I am. Maybe people prefer to talk to a friend when they're feeling down. Me, I prefer to be left the fuck alone, bro. I prefer to be left alone for as long as I can handle. Because if I'm being honest, I can be alone for quite some time. I can be alone for a whole month, left alone, completely happy. And yeah, that does alarm me. I'm not going to lie. That aspect of it does. Like that spectrum of me being like living alone and being okay with it, because I have lived alone at one point for like a month or two. And it was everything. It was amazing. It was fun. It was everything. And I knew for a fact in that moment, I was like, yes, I'm going to live alone. And that is fine. And when I get married, I'm gonna buy a house with my mans. I'm going to keep my house that I already bought for myself, rent it out, boom, call it a day. And if I ever, you know, get my heart shattered and ripped into two and have a divorce, I can always go back to my house. Ladies, let's get to it. Seriously. Relying on a man for money, he's just going to cheat on you. You can be the housewife of his dreams, and believe me, he's still going to cheat. And men always do. At the end of the day, if they really want to, they will. So, just remember that. Just remember that you can be the biggest pick-me in the world and they still won't pick you. So, be wary. You can be the best chef in town. You can have the best coochie in the world. You can clean the whole damn house in less than an hour. And also tend to the kids that you and your man will eventually have if you want to. And they still fuck you over. Never forget that. Have your own fucking money. For real. I'm dead ass. And I judge every woman that doesn't. That relies on men for money. I do. I have no sympathy for that. Sorry, bro. I'm sorry. I have no sympathy. For real. Not a one. But anyways, not the conversation today. Number two on my list, frustrated the state of the world. Look, I know I've mentioned this a million times on this damn podcast, but it really is a concern of mine. Like, how do you expect me to show up and be like genuinely like happy about working and about life in general when literally we are on the brink of a recession, if not already in one? Why is no one else panicking about this? Like, why is no one else truly panicking about this? I'm serious. Like, why is no one panicking? Because, like, for me, the second I heard recession, bitch, I was terrified. I went on LinkedIn and applied to us, like, literally everything I saw because I'm terrified. I am terrified of what that may mean for the world, for me in particular as well, because this is also about me and also about other people in this, like, economy. And you're over here, like, not really thinking about it. Like, I don't know who can live in the present moment. I don't know how people do that. I do like it to an extent. Like, if you're at a party and all you want to do is, like, live in the moment and not think about, like, work and stuff, totally fine. I respect that. That's, like, the perfect excuse to be like, I want to be in the moment and present. Fine. When it comes to a fucking recession, you're really like, I'll just wait and see. No, babe. No. I'm usually a type of, like, you know, in the present moment type of girl. But, like, recession? No. No thanks. No, ma'am. Not in this lifetime. Absolutely the fuck not. No. You expect me to go with the flow during a fucking recession? Nah. Fuck that. Absolutely not. When you bitches go with the flow during a recession, you end up with nothing? Just remember that. Just remember that. But I don't really think that people are fully aware that we're at, like, an official recession. Like, I really, like, I panic about it all the time. All the fucking time. Like, that was also one of the reasons I had a really terrible week. It's, like, panicking because nothing I'm trying is working to, like, get a better job, to get a better, like, life for myself, whatever, to move out finally. And boom, I get slapped in the face with reality. Whoop, there goes gravity. It's incredibly difficult, and it's stressful, and it's depressing, and it's lonely, and it's one of the worst feelings I could ever describe, and also one reason I don't want to have children as well, because if I lived a recession, my sister lived a recession, who is also a millennial, and my parents lived a recession, it seems like a generational thing that's going to happen to everyone. Like, I really thought I was about to live this life, and I didn't even think twice about a fucking pandemic, let alone a recession. And here we are. Already in one. I'm 23. And living it. And experiencing it. And seeing it in daily life. In the world around me. And you expect me to go with the flow? Absolutely the fuck not. Absolutely not. No, and you expect me to stay calm, and you expect me to just sit there and go with the flow, let's see how it all pans out kind of vibe? Absolutely the fuck not. No. And if you live in that kind of state of mind, oh, low-key wish that was me, because also at the same time, you're also as delusional, and I envious people that are so delusional sometimes, because they really just don't like to see it, and I'm not gonna lie. Sorry. That does sound kind of nice. So, and my third thing on my list is capitalism is really going too far. And here's why. It's, like, kind of similar to my previous point. Is capitalism is so crazy because I think it's pretty foul and pretty cruel in a way to be having these Black Friday, Cyber Monday sales all up and, like, all over the place. And for it to be consistent, literally I've seen, like, 1,000 stores right now already on Black Friday sales. And not only that, but not only Black Friday sales and stuff like that, but also trying to balance it all during a recession. Lord, I don't understand why people are not talking about this enough. Like, capitalism is insane because why on earth are you promoting? Oh, God. Okay, let me start my sentence over. Like, capitalism, right. Capitalism is quite insane because when you think about it, why are you in a capitalistic concept trying to profit overall in general right now during a recession? Because these companies and brands know damn well that there is a recession. And I know they're trying to keep the lights on, baby. I get it. That's fine. But for all of them, my goodness. Because when you think about it, capitalism is also quite insane. Because why are you trying to make profit and money during one of the hardest economic, like, problems right now in society? I remember, like, when Fashion Nova was like, spend that stimmy check on Fashion Nova. Here's a 30% off, 40 to 60 to 70% off sales right now. And it went viral because people were like, oh my God, there are people that need to pay bills with that kind of check. And you're over here capitalizing off of new sale of like a gym apparel clothing line, sweats line, lounge line, whatever the fuck these bitches are saying these days. And for the record, that shit's so old. Please stop making gym wear. We don't need it. There are already like 5 different options out there. And way beyond that as well. You don't need to be making new gym clothing, especially a new gym brand. You don't need to be doing it. Trust, no one's gonna buy it, no one's gonna care. The only pioneers are Gymshark, Nike, Adidas, like there's so many. But those are the classics and unforgettable, might I add. And I don't know, my guys, I don't know. It's crazy to think about. And I just realized that it's just so dark and morbid. Capitalism is quite dark and morbid, though. So, and lastly, but not least, like I mentioned earlier in this episode, another lesson yet tragedy I learned is how I feel like my podcast is failing. I've had back and forth thoughts about quitting. I've had back and forth, like, forth thoughts about stopping it altogether, pausing it maybe. But at the same time, I'm still debating if I want to take the really extreme route and just never do it again, or if I want to, you know, keep it, or I don't know. I really don't. I wish I had clear answers. And for those who have sent me like nice messages about, you know, my podcast and how they love it, thank you. If I ever do cancel the podcast, I do want to say that I'm grateful for all of y'all that have told me. But at the same time, I'm still going back and forth with it. And at this moment in time, I just don't see myself happy with it right now. I'm uninspired. I'm running out of ideas. I'm also very tired these days because, you know, adulting, depression. Ah. But more importantly, more than ever, feeling like a failure in everything that I've done so far. Feeling like a failure in general, in all aspects of my life, school, relationships with people, work. Like, I feel like nothing has been going right the way I need it to. And I feel like a failure, especially with the podcast. I feel like it hasn't grown because I just haven't been promoting it enough. And I should have, but no one has that kind of time to be on Twitter all day long posting about it. And so with that being said, friends, I have concluded this episode. It is only 36-ish minutes, so I will see you guys on the other side another time. But remember that showing up for yourself is important, whether you don't want to or not. I promise you, you will love it after. And so with that being said, guys, happy Thanksgiving, or early Thanksgiving, and happy holidays. I will talk to you guys in the next one. I love you guys all, and I hope you guys are all taking care of yourselves and being safe and sound. Bye.